Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast with Jim Jim and Nobby.
So a radio presenter, an older radio presenter, has called Tilly Ramsey chubby. A chubby little thing.
I saw this.
And, people have jumped to her defence. Not least of all her old man, I'd say. I don't know if he's actually said anything, but... wouldn't like to bump into him.
Yeah, he's an older guy. Doesn't excuse it, but like, yeah, why would he call her a chubby little thing?
He's not that old now. He's not 80 or anything.
He's 60
something.
Not saying
all 80-year-olds would say it either. But yeah, it's just, you know, I think the world has moved on now, and the reaction to it is very clear to see.
Yeah, I think. Well, and she's right to call him out and just say, "Hey, look, you know, watch it. You know, things." She's not a chubby little thing, anyway.
She's only 19. You know, it's going to have. She's not out of the woods at 19 in terms of things hurting your feelings and stuff. And
the language around sort of fat shaming or, you know,
read the room, people, Alan. Read the room.
People's weight, like that. That has got to be the next thing to change.
Yeah, words can hurt. What she says. So she posts on her Instagram. Just an odd one. I don't think we expected that. Although I didn't expect Man United to win last night either. So you know. A lot of unexpected things happening in the world.
Christ the Saviour is the headline.
Where would they be without him? Huh? Adele's been at I don't know what game it was. It was the Lakers, yeah. I presume Jack Nicholson stopped going to the Lakers game, so Adele is taking the seat.
She's retired now, yeah.
Adele is there with...
is she front row, is she?
With her bloke. She is front row. She's wearing a Louis Vuitton jacket that is like a throw. You know, when you're sitting inside a restaurant.
Yes.
And you're cold. She's got brown leather. I don't know. I think it's a brown leather jumpsuit. She looks great.
There's a singer from the 80s, right?
Mm.
And I heard one of her songs the other day, and it's Adele.
Oh,
so if you like Adele,
you'd like this.
You'd like
who's the singer, Jim? Have you forgotten?
I can't remember her name.
Right,
but she was very big in the 80s.
Okay,
but it's Adele's voice, exact same. Like she's just another version of this singer, exact same voice.
One of the original producers on I'm a Celebrity, I don't know if the entire team is the same as it's been since day one, apart from Anton Deck. He said the plan was originally to have no toilet and you'd have to go off into the woods.
And dig a hole?
Yeah.
On camera?
No. The Dunny isn't on camera either, in fairness. You see them go in, go out.
Where's the shed they do the talking to the camera bit?
I presume it's not near the Dunny.
Right, yeah.
So the idea was that Australians... wildlife people said, no, sorry, mate, you can't do that. So they got the toilet. But one of the rumoured people this year, Adam Mudgett, Ian Beale.
Oh, yeah.
And he's been living in a camper van for the last year or two. So
he probably has facilities in the camper van.
He's just slumming it. I don't know. There's only so many facilities you can have in a camper van.
Well, here's my big tip to you, right? With that in mind, when you're on a beach, never set up your beach blanket near the sand dunes.
No. Other people rumoured for this year, Arlene Phillips, Richard Madeley. Now, his son-in-law, Haskell, was in it. Was that two?
Haskell.
James Haskell.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Remember? Is that his son-in-law, yeah?
Yeah, he's married to Chloe. He's the daughter. Yeah. And Frankie Bridge. And I don't know when it
starts.
Arlene
Foster's going in.
Seen. Not Arlene Foster.
Give me some crack.
You get your ear syringed, will you?
Who?
Arlene Phillips.
Oh, sorry.
Arlene Foster.
I mean, I'd watch if it was Arlene Foster. Come
That'd
on.
Be a face like a slapped arse. You are grand.
James Corden has welcomed Coldplay back to the Stage 56 for a performance of the hit song My Universe for the brand new album Music of My Spheres.
Were BTS there?
No.
There were more of the song than Coldplay are.
Yeah, well, here's what they sounded like. We are made of each other, baby. You are. It's a very good live, in fairness.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
What did you miss again?
I missed the Crow Park gig.
Where were you? At a birthday party?
At a birthday, on the boat there on the Liffey. The MV Killarn.
Oh yeah. Was it a good night though?
Well, it was. And I know a few other people who couldn't go to it, and they were equally very, very upset about it, and they still talk about it like me.
Apparently it was the best gig
that they've ever done.
Of that decade in Dublin.
Of that, what?
People are saying it was the best gig of the noughties.
Right. Ed Sheeran has confessed to one count of historic robbery and has apologised after he nicked a bottle of Nando's before he was famous. Bottle of Nando's hot sauce. The really
before
hot
he was famous. Like, he was busking. He had no money.
That's no excuse, Jim. He can't shoplift sauces.
He was sleeping on people's couches. He took some sauce. Was it? How much is a bottle of that sauce worth?
£4 maybe.
Oh, the full big bottle, is it?
Yeah,
not in a sachet.
No.
Oh.
They don't. Have you ever been to Nando's?
I have, yeah.
Have you?
I have, yeah.
They don't do sachets. You know, the big glass bottles.
I know, yeah.
Although I don't know how it works now, because everyone used to be touching the same bottle.
That's what I'm thinking.
And you go back up. Now how does it work? Don't now touch my bottle.
Is the glass bottle bigger in the restaurants than the ones that you can buy in the shops?
Maybe slightly, but yeah. That's what he stroked anyway.
And Beyonce is in Venice with Jay-Z, and she's pictured on a boat. It looks like a very fancy boat, and she's just chilling. Not like anybody you've ever seen chilling on a boat in Venice before.
I hope they're very happy together. From stroking sauces to stroking songs, I'm sure we'll have more red on the way.
Don't take the kiss is the headline. Ireland's top doctor urged revelers to be careful when nightclubs reopen tomorrow night, but stop short of ruling out kissing. Like, that's... Dr. Tony Houlihan. And still nobody can answer, is a Houlihan or Houlihan. I warned getting up close carried an increase in risk. However, he wasn't going to dictate to clubbers what they should and shouldn't do. Make your own decisions.
I'm sure he knows, but it's very naive to assume that people with a few fizzy drinks and the allure of the opposite sex.
And it's been
or
so
the same
long
sex,
since you've got the wear.
Or whatever kind of sex is looking at you.
Whatever you're into.
Well, you shift me, mate. Or maybe not. Maybe you don't even have to ask.
Shift me, mate.
You know? A retired accountant said that she stabbed her fourth husband to death after he ruined her birthday with an argument about serving Bubble and Squeak with a steak dinner. What is Bubble and Squeak?
Bubble and Squeak is a cabbage and bacon.
Right.
Because, cabbage and bacon, yeah, Bubble and Squeak.
This was quite a few years ago. It's not in Ireland, but it really escalated quite quickly.
Is this the same story that was in the paper last week that was weird? This woman, and everybody says this guy's a really nice guy. They weren't getting on. They were on a Zoom dinner or something.
I think it could be, yeah.
And
yeah.
So she stabs him, right?
Yeah.
And leaves him to die. And she rang the cops and said, "Hello, yeah, I've stabbed my husband." And then they said, "Well, where is he?" And she said, "He's in the kitchen bleeding to death, and he'll probably be dead by the time you get here. And I hope he is, because he's really mean to me."
So there was a lot of history of things before it got to that.
Oh, well, okay. Well, the version
of the woman. So
it might not be the same case. But then she said...
No, I think it is.
She said, "I've done it again."
What?
Yeah, while they're on the phone to her, she stabs him again. Horrific case.
Okay, well, she would cook a posh Bubble and Squeak to go with the steak. But when she mentioned this during the Zoom call, he became annoyed and said, "I didn't want extra potatoes." It's not funny, but it's
no,
just...
No, it's not. No, like,
the
you know,
details of the court case are just...
The last straw can always be a very, very minor thing, but like there's build-ups. But it's potatoes and cabbage, you're right, sorry. But yeah, potatoes and cabbage, Bubble and Squeak. Potatoes and cabbage. So it's usually done leftover, isn't it? You fry the leftover potatoes and cabbage and you make Bubble and Squeak with that.
Right.
As far
does
as
it squeak when you eat it, is that why?
Some other kind of, I don't know. We have to shift off. That's the another headline about...
Shift off?
Yeah.
What's that mean? What about we kiss each other's hands? You know the way you're practicing.
No, you can't. You have to wash your hands. You can't be kissing hands.
What's the point in opening the bloody places?
Look, he's not saying don't kiss. He's saying use your own discretion. Yeah, but look, okay, here's the thing.
Are you meant to get a dental dam?
I'm
kiss
in a nightclub, not coppers. Okay, I'm in a nightclub and I'm there and there's a
why
lovely.
Why not coppers?
Because
sorry, what?
It's horrific.
That's an outrageous statement.
It's horrific. It's not for me.
I've always had a good time there.
Well, horrific. Anyway, so I'm in a nightclub, it's not coppers, and I'm single. And there's a lovely girl, right?
Yeah.
and we're getting close. And I've bought her drinks, and she's...
What song will be on, Jim? What song will be on? Let's set the mood here.
Well, there'll be some... It's a club, so I wouldn't really care what music it was.
Okay.
Right?
Well, I just want to set the scene anyway, though. Hang on.
That kind of heartbeat stuff, you know, bum, 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 bum. Yeah?
But it's smoochy time, though, no?
Yeah, I'm going for the smooch.
Okay, all right.
Like, it's looking that way. Yeah. She's... Giving
of course,
me
of course.
And I'm giving her the, and it's all looking good.
You're giving
right?
her the what?
I'm giving her the signals. I'm telling her I'm giving her compliments. Oh Jesus, this one in the club.
Just work with me.
Okay. And you're looking really good tonight, and she's geez, Jim. Ooh.
Does she know your name, yeah?
But yeah, what I do, I'm not gonna, before I get into the kissing.
Yeah. What are you wearing?
I'd say look.
What are you wearing?
Oh, I'm wearing like a nice jacket.
Cream one?
That
cream one?
No. That's in Edinburgh somewhere. I'd be a nice jacket, you know. My shirt, like, you know.
Tie? No.
No, jeez, no.
Would you have a t-shirt underneath your shirt?
No.
All right, go on.
A couple of buttons down, you know?
Yeah. How right. many?
Two.
What? Come on, you keep going. You're going to lose interest.
Do you know
600 other blokes
here.
Do you
have a missus and two kids? Yeah, I do, but let's forget about that for now.
You said you were single.
Sorry, I'm single. Yeah. Anyway, I would say to her, come here. Before we start...
Let's call her Samantha, right? It's a nice name.
Samantha, before Samantha we get into this, have you got the Rona? Have you got any coughs?
I don't know. I have no symptoms.
Are you her now? This is getting too strange.
No, I'm not Samantha.
So what'd you say? I can't hear you in here. The music's too loud. Did you say you don't like The Simpsons? The Simpsons? I'd ask her.
I've never watched The Simpsons.
Have you had
Jim,
any coughs?
I'm 25.
Do you have a temperature apart from you being so hot? Do you have a temperature?
Well, it's kind of sweaty. It's a club.
I'd assess the situation. If she looks very healthy and grand, and I've given her a good clean down with her hand with the hand
you can't
sanitizer.
Clean her down, does it?
I get a hand sanitizer.
That's rude.
I get a hand sanitizer and I pour it all over both our heads. No, I wouldn't. No, I'd check out. You know, if she was coughing in my face, I'd say, look, this isn't for me tonight.
But no, she's not going to cough at you. But.
But like you're saying, use your cup on.
But this
like,
is the whole point of it. Sometimes you don't even know you have it.
No, but can you give me a second? Me and Samantha are busy here.
Sorry. Jim, she might have Corona. Leave her. Come on.
He's always following me around.
If we don't go soon, we're going to miss the garlic cheese fries. They're closing.
Look, why don't you get the last bus? I'm staying here. Can I stay in yours tonight, Samantha? What do you mean?
That's you don't know forward, Jim. You just met her.
No, she said no. Well, okay. No, nothing like that. Like, can I just crash on your floor?
Do you mind me asking you? Are you double jabbed? good one, whoever sent that in. Ronan. Do you want to see? No, I don't mean like that.
That's what. Anyway, tune in tomorrow morning to find out what happened to Jim Jim and Samantha in the nightclub. Always shift responsibly.
And they were like, in the background, you're going to think of Tony Hoolan's baldy head saying, use your common sense, yeah?
Nobby, I'm trying to create a mood here. You're after ruining it. Come back, Samantha. Samantha! He didn't mean to say Tony Hoolan's baldy head. You ruined it again for me, Nobby. So how long I've been chatting.
You're right there, folks. You've no homes to go to.
No, I can't afford them.
Dear old, I think she's gone, Jim. I think she left.
Samantha says she's liked it.
Yeah.
Ruined it for me again.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
She said you're a bit forward.
Wasn't a bit forward.
I asked her.
Perfect
for
gentleman.
Yeah, I told her you're normally grand. I don't know what happened to you. You haven't been out in ages. By the way, that's another thing, girls. I pity you. There's a lot of fellas, and I've seen it firsthand, who haven't been out in ages and they haven't had the company of an actual real life woman.
So what do you mean you've seen it firsthand? What have they done?
I've seen fellas on streets kind of checking women out in like the most bizarre of ways.
Like what?
Just like, you know those ads that say, hey man, you can't just run after her because we're Gillette. Like that kind of behaviour.
Oh yeah, no, you can't be doing that.
So
have you seen the, I spoke to an Italian fella years ago and yeah, he told me the Italian technique.
What's that?
It wouldn't be now, it wouldn't be, I don't think Irish guys would be into this, but they have to use a lot of confidence.
Yeah.
No, you don't be creepy, right? That's really, you don't want to be creepy.
And don't be arrogant.
The Italian way is to eye contact.
Yeah.
Straight up, look right into your eyes, right?
If you're not used to that now because of masks.
If you're not, yeah, exactly. But no, eye contact, and it's like looking right at you. And if you're not into it, you'll avoid the eye contact, but if you're into it, you're like, you look back, and right, then if you look back long enough, they were like,
"Oh yeah,
hello."
Seeing covers,
yeah, and that's, he said that was the way Italian men do it. Like, and they're very confident about it. They'll try it with one, and if they walk away, that's fine, but then they'll try it with the next one.
Right. Well, Samantha liked her, Ashton liked her Samantha story. Jim, don't forget to tell Samantha no, no glove, no love.
Steve and I would, but Samantha's gone.
Lads, don't be using hand sanitizer. You might, yeah, no, no.
No, I wouldn't have. That was a joke.
People have got that in the eyes now. It's very, very painful. Wow.
Guys, it's not even 7:30 and Jim's, what? Jim's dancing.
Washing the dance
washing,
floor.
Washing, I wasn't.
You'd probably get a mop out. He really would.
No, I'm letting, we're over in the corner, me and Samantha. We were leaning against a little, sort of one of those little table things that stick out of the wall.
It's pronounced hooligan. Ecto-1 was the car. Oh, yes, it
Ecto-1.
Was.
Ecto-1.
Yes, it was.
What happened when they crossed the threads? So when they did the laser to try and get the ghost, we're talking about Ghostbusters.
They'd have to jump out.
If they crossed the threads, there'd be an explosion. So they'd be screaming, "Don't cross the threads!"
Little remember green that thing. I had one of those green things. It was just a green
the Slimer.
Bit of plastic. I had Slimer, and I don't think I had Marshmallow Man. I wanted him.
Oh, the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
He was cool. Very scary though. In a cuddly kind of way. Anyway, yeah, Copper's Mega Mix for Triple Nod Friday. Don't cross the streams. Was it?
Don't cross the streams. Don't cross the threads is for screwdrivers and
oh yeah, nuts
and bolts.
Nothing worse.
Don't cross the threads.
Don't cross the threads.
Yeah.
Right, look, we're going to open the WhatsApp, the message line right now. 25 in your details. 087-679-7104. The last couple of days of this, with some very juicy gift cards for Blanchardstown Centre yesterday morning.
Big ones yesterday, yeah.
So you could get lucky today. Give us a shout and we'll get you on in the next few minutes. F104.
So Beyonce and Jay-Z are in Venice. They're over for that wedding. Remember Kanye West, or Ye, performed at it. You could call him a wedding singer. This apparently was...
Well, technically he is.
A big dollar. Well, yeah, high price one. They're going around Venice and they're in a boat. And they're down below in the boat, and she matches the cover of the seats matches her dress. How much money would that have cost?
To match the seats with the dress?
They're at the wedding of Arnott, whose father Bernard was the third richest man on the planet. Arnott married Geraldine Guyot.
How do you buy them a wedding present?
I don't know. What would you get them?
I have no idea. This doesn't sound like they need anything.
Jay-Z's wearing a very cool black suit, black tie, and he's got dreads.
Crossy was invited to something last
big
week.
Big pair of shades. Looks very cool.
Where it said your presence is the present. That's a nice way of doing it if you've got loads of money.
Yeah. In brackets, please bring booze.
Yeah, but
your presence is the present.
Yeah, maybe Beyonce and Jay-Z like BYO events.
Yeah.
But equally, yeah, your presence is the present.
That's nice.
I think it's nice.
American Crime Story promo, stand by your man. It is here. The President, Bill Clinton, must admit to the truth to the nation and to the First Lady. This is impeachment, right?
But this is not the BBC thing. This is another thing.
It's very confusing. It's
very confusing.
Mr. President, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Hillary, I need to tell you something.
Oh.
I must take complete responsibility for all my actions.
I am prepared to do whatever it takes to put it right.
You are chaos. You are mayhem. You lit our life on fire.
Impeachment, American Crime Story, next Tuesday at 10, only on FX. Catch up now on demand.
Yeah, that's not the BBC.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, they're all good.
Sarah Paulson has done an Instagram Live, and she has done an impersonation of Adele.
Is it any good?
Quickly talk about that, because I was there when the two of you met, which felt...
Yes.
Iconic.
Yes. What is, it was, I was talking with her, with Adele and James Corden, and I asked her if I could touch... I think it was like the place where the magic comes from, which is a really creepy thing to say to someone. And then I touched her voice box. She really was very decent to me and very kind and put up with me, which you know I'm a lot when I get excited.
Adele going, divorce, babe.
Divorce, babe.
Divorce.
I think your dog wants to get in as well, Sarah. That sends things.
Instagram Live. You know, we've all been there.
More Dish the Dirt on the way. So you might have been watching the match. You might have been doing something else. But we urge you to catch up on the RT player, because last night our good pal Crossy was on Celebrity Pulling with My Parents.
Yes, the new season. And the celebrities were two former actresses from Glen Rowe.
Crossy's choice.
And Crossy's, of course, a celebrity in his own right.
Oh, he is.
How are you, Crossy?
Hang on a second. I need to get all that sorted.
All right, sure.
This is how mid-episode, this is how Crossy's date. So the girls are in a van. They're wired up. A bit like the Ant and Dec in your ear thing. Mm. They can hear everything he's saying and they can tell him things.
It's a beautiful day in the countryside for Crossy's second date with a lucky fella he met on Grindr. So what do Merle and Eunice have in store for date number two?
So now, we've decided we're going to send you on a lovely little picnic today, and so you can sit and quietly get to know somebody. And Auntie Eunice has got your picnic.
It's romantic. Selfish rules.
Okay, I'm liking this already.
Fierce romantic on you.
On your kiss.
Chickity-ching. Just a small little smidgen, just for the nerves.
Yeah.
He likes me now, my God.
Maybe don't act like a basket case, Crossy.
So there was a very large basket. It was a picnic basket.
A picnic basket. So let's go get some picnic baskets. Crossy, how did you feel last night when you were watching yourself on the telly?
Very strange. You know, sometimes you feel like you're in control with things and then you realise you've just handed control over to everybody.
Yeah.
And that's what it felt like yesterday.
Now, you're no stranger to having the piece in your ears, because we've done this with you over the years, so you're well able to listen and talk at the same time.
That was scary, because you two know what you're doing, and you know the end part of it is always to make people laugh, whereas Eunice and Mary were there for their own enjoyment, and I was like, what are they going to say next? And a couple of people actually tweeted me, because there's a part in the show where I was like, you don't need a degree to get into journalism. See, they cut out the proper part of that. The first part of that was he said he wanted to get into journalism,
right,
and he didn't want to go to college, and I says, oh well, you don't need a degree, because I never went to college to get to work here. And a few people were like, that's a bit mean what you said about the journalists. I was like, I didn't mean it like that.
Meant media, but yes, to be a journalist, of course you do. Yes, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So 10 potato packets.
This is the bit where he's strolling. So you're at a picnic table. Where's the field?
It was in Louth.
Right, nice field. And the girls see him arrive. Don't they? Yes, they do.
Oh, Mr. Lovely.
Crossy has only ever spoken to 31-year-old Brazilian Alex online. Can they make a connection in the real world?
Jesus Christ.
He's hot.
What did you mean by that, Crossy?
I didn't expect, you know when you're talking to somebody online, you don't really expect to see what they look like, because people lie when they're online, you know. They're
also, when you're wired up, you forget that everything you're saying is being recorded.
Oh, I've learned that the hard way.
Yeah. It's not just the sun, baby.
Hi, how are you?
Better now.
Yeah. How about you? I'm good.
Well, that's a positive start.
I brought some treats with us today. First of all, we have, there's a water. We have also got some wine.
Did you try and sell a sausage roll to him as a delicacy in Ireland?
Yeah, because they were saying that in my ear. They were like, big up the sausage roll, talk about it, because it was very last minute, this picnic, and Eunice had packed the whole thing herself, and if you saw the wine, it was dessert wine, and it tasted rank. And I could see by the face of him, he was like, what is this? Is this poison?
Was the picnic bought in the petrol station?
I think so. Oh no, apparently those sausage rolls were bought somewhere really posh in Dublin.
They did look a bit posh. It was like pastry more than, yeah.
But lads, I think everyone needs to realise it was 30 degrees that day. That was the really, really hot day we had in the summer.
Oh,
and
God.
I was boiling. Like boiling. My red cheeks. I was burnt. I was
come
so
here.
Bad.
Rossi, the question for everyone who watched it, and if you haven't seen it, you can check it out. But did you see any of the two lads ever again?
Yes, everywhere. Dublin is very small.
No, he doesn't mean like that.
I mean, did you bump into them? You never know who you bump
over
into.
The place.
Well, there was some rude bits. So if you're watching, I'm very sorry about the rude parts because my sister watched it with my actual mam last night. And that was, she said, interesting. She was, there were points where she was like, oh no, don't say this, don't say that. And Nobby got a mention last night as well. We can't say why he got mentioned, but he was the colleague I was talking about. Oh, the two of them are really quiet. Oh,
well,
okay, do you want to go to a song?
I remember you telling me about this message.
I'm just relieved, Rossi.
But I had forgotten about the message, right? And then...
Well, the two of you are like One Direction now. Like, that's fan art.
Then and Crossy reminded me of the message. And did you say people were asking who's the colleague last night?
Yeah, so last night it would have blurred the name of the person
good
on
enough.
The message.
I would have had my legal team on.
Yeah, and they said colleague. And people were messaging going, who's the colleague? Who's the colleague? Who's the colleague? And your name came in loads, Nobby. People were like, Was it Nobby? Who else did they think it was?
Why would people assume that?
There's always either Cormac or they thought it was yourself.
Right.
So
right.
For anyone who watched it and wants to know who the colleague was, it was Nobby.
Right.
And no.
So you haven't seen them around, but you've seen them around.
I've seen them around, yeah. One of them works in Panty Bar now, so if I ever go in for a pint, I...
But have you dated them again, is what I'm asking.
No.
That's right.
No. Okay. Still Bridget.
Okay, well look, it's on the RT player. You can stream it at whatever chance you get today. It's a bit of crack.
Yes.
So would you do it again? Did you enjoy it?
Definitely. I think those two ladies need their own TV show. I was thinking Gino, Gordon Ramsay and Fred travelling around and I'll be Gordon. I just think they're gas.
Yeah, well, if they're going on holidays, you just need to get your sun hat.
Yes. And sun cream.
Well, okay. Well done.
Thank you. Matt, it's amazing. All done now.
Yes. It's all out there. Go have a look.
10 questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie. Committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at MissQuote.ie.
So we had a winner yesterday morning. John got 10 out of 10 with his little boy Kyle in the car beside him. €1,000 was won. It has happened twice before, technically. That we've had two in a row. We've had two in a row, 2 days in a row.
Okay.
And then we had a winner the day we were taking our holidays and a winner the day we came back.
Wow.
So technically two in a row.
Very good memory there, Jim.
Yeah.
Joanne, how are you doing?
Good, thanks, you.
Are you feeling lucky this morning?
Kind of.
Yeah. So you're an SNA in a school?
Very
I am, good. Yeah. And anything coming up for the long weekend?
No, just relax. Get ready for trick-or-treaters.
Bit of Squid Games,
yeah.
Right. How many sweets will you buy now for trick-or-treaters coming to the door?
I do little party bags, about 40.
And have you opened any of those party bags yet?
Yeah.
Right. You have to test them.
Ah, it's a great,
exactly. Make sure they're okay.
It's, exactly. It's a great old time for Alfredo, isn't it?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Good Alfredo. Right, the best of luck. €1,000. Here we go.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
Who is the President of the United States?
Oh my God. Sorry. I forget.
No. Whose magic carriage turns into a pumpkin at midnight?
Cinderella.
Shaggy, Fred, Daphne and Velma are all friends of which cartoon character?
What's his name? Oh God. I was about to say his name. Oh, Scooby-Doo.
Which end of the boat is the stern? The rear or the front?
The rear.
True or false? A dog has 42 permanent teeth.
True.
Blue, Sir and Rumi are the children of what celebrity couple?
I don't know. Pass.
Buenos Aires is the capital of which South American country?
Pass.
As the crow flies, which is closer to Dublin, New York in America or Cairo in Egypt?
Cairo in Egypt.
What colour is the Poolbeg Lighthouse?
Blue.
And what football team are nicknamed the Toffees?
Pass.
They should make it blue next time Dublin win in All Ireland.
I haven't got a clue.
Okay, well, look, we know you haven't got the money. You've got to give us an answer for all 10.
Okay. What was the last one?
Well, so it's over now.
Time's up.
We're not going back in, well,
60 seconds.
This is a mastermind. President, four passes.
The President of America, you know who that is, don't you?
I know, I was going to say Trump, but...
No. He left.
Who's the new fella?
What's his name?
Connections with Mayo.
Come on.
Joe Biden.
There he is. It's funny, isn't it? Just sometimes the most obvious one can stumble you, and then that bugs you for the rest. Yeah, Cinderella's pumpkin turned into a... Or carriage turned into a pumpkin at midnight.
Yeah.
Scooby-Doo was right.
Rear of the boat is the stern. Dogs have 42 permanent teeth. True or false?
True. Blue, Sir and Rumi are all called Carter because their mum and dad are Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Oh, God, I should have known that.
Argentina is the South American country. Cairo is closer. I would have said New York.
Yeah, it's about 1,000 miles closer.
Wow. That's very interesting.
The
Poolbeg Lighthouse is red.
Red. Okay. Yeah.
Have you ever walked down there? It's a very nice walk.
Okay. No, I haven't been down there.
You should get a bag of toffees with you because that's the nickname of Everton.
Okay.
Bag of toffees down towards the Great Bull Wall and you'll meet the red lighthouse at the end.
Perfect.
You got 5 today.
That wasn't too bad.
It's all right, yeah.
Yeah.
Grand. Thanks
for having a go at it.
Thanks, Mel.
All right.
Kids in the car, woof. Kids in the car, woof. Everyone is a little star.
Yes, they are.
Early on the strawberry, the chat to Jim and Nobby. Kids in the car on FM 104.
All right, kids, tomorrow is Triple Knot Friday, so today we want to know what you are wearing tomorrow as you head into your dressing up Halloween school day.
Hi, Jim and Nobby.
Hi.
I'm dressing up as Spider-Man.
What's your name?
Tig.
Oh, hey, Tig.
Spider-Man's a good
My choice. Name is Ben, and we go to the Dublin Steiner School, and we have to dress up not too scary because there's little kids in the school. So I'm dressing up as Robin Hood. Bye.
Oh.
That's a good
idea. Stole from the poor, gave to the rich. Was that what he did?
Little kids could be a bit scared of the really scary outfits.
Yeah, but
hi, Jimmy and Abby. My name is Oscar, and I'm dressing up as a policeman. Bye.
Yeah. Nice window wipers there, Oscar.
My name is Saoirse, and I'm going to dress up as a witch for my witch's walk on Friday in my school. Bye.
Witch's walk.
There's a load of witches walking around, isn't it?
Oh,
spooky.
Witches. Seen the new witches? Very scary.
Ooh,
very scary.
Halloween.
Hi, Jim and Nobby. I am Otis, and I'm going to be a pirate. Arr! Bye-bye.
I'm Teddy, and I'm going to be a zombie football player. Bye.
Is Ronaldo a zombie football player, Jim?
Oh, he's not a zombie, no. A zombie football player wouldn't be very good.
I'm dressing up as a ninja. Bye. My name is Lloyd. Bye.
Lloyd and Otis. These are very cool names for
kids. You allowed to bring, like, if you're a ninja, are you allowed to bring, you're not allowed to have weapons then?
No,
really?
No, nunchucks, no.
No, no, or swords.
Jim and Abby, my name is Rio. And on Friday, I'm going to dress up as a Mandalorian. And on Halloween, my little brother is going to dress up as Baby Yoda. Bye.
Oh, I love Mandalorian. This is the
Baby
way.
Yoda.
I have spoken. This is the way.
Hi, Jim and Nobby. My name is Evan. And for Halloween, I'm dressing up as a fat blueberry.
I like silly costumes. Fat blueberry. Well done. One more.
Hi, Jim and Nobby. I'm Callum. And for Halloween, I'm dressing up as a clown. Here's a joke. What do you know about the dirty egg roaming around the streets last night? With his yoke hanging out.
His yoke hanging out.
Thanks, kids. Enjoy dressing up tomorrow. And we will triple nod. And we'll give, you know, you can also get in touch with us tomorrow. Send us pictures and let us know what you're dressed up as.
Yes. Yes, that's always very cool. Okay, thanks, kids. On F104's Dish the Dirt, Ariana Grande's intimate podcast with her voice coach, Oscar Isaac and Jessica Chastain, have watched the Bake Off to relax on the set of something. But it's the British Bake Off. That's how they chill. Wow.
Oh, very good. Ariana Grande's Backstage Pass podcast with her vocal coach, Eric Vetro. How Broadway influences her music, touring, the struggles of perfect pitch. Don't tell me about it. And that can be both a blessing and a curse. Go ahead, Ariana. This is her favorite vocal exercises.
You have that. I had asked you which were your favorite vocal exercises, and you said the roller coasters up and down. Can you give an example of that so people know what you were talking about?
Oh.
Okay, aim high on the low note, very quiet. Well,
see?
Perfect.
Much better. That was much better. I needed to stretch it out.
Everyone can do that, of course. You can do that before, you know, Zoom meeting in the morning.
Is that called a roller coaster, is it?
Yeah.
It makes perfect, yeah.
We were taught that in college in radio.
Also, you were taught that, what, to make that noise?
To warm up. You were told if you're in the car going in to do breakfast, if someday if you get to do breakfast, you won't have spoken all night. So do these things. I don't do them, but we were taught to do them. And don't eat chocolate.
Who taught you that?
Don't eat chocolate before you go on air.
Yeah, chocolate's good, yeah. Chocolate's good, because it clogs you up. Yeah. Singers is... Ariana also remembers her first performance as a child at a hockey game.
Yeah, so Nona took me to audition to sing the national anthem at the Panthers game. That was a really cool moment. I remember singing on the ice and being freezing cold. And it was like my first real gig, and I sang the national anthem for the Panthers, my hometown, Florida's hockey team.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light?
Well, how old is she there? Sounds about seven.
Very young, isn't she?
Amazing.
And she also has perfect pitch, right? So there's very few singers actually have perfect pitch.
What does that mean exactly?
It means you can't sing out of key.
Wow.
George Michael had it. It's very rare. Like, there's only a few singers have it. And when you have perfect pitch, it's like you're a chosen one. And she says it makes her difficult to work with.
You have that incredible ear that's like ridiculous.
Thank you.
Ridiculous.
That makes it very annoying to work with me.
When you have a great sense of pitch, it can drive you crazy if you hear the slightest note off.
I always had a very, 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 like, picky, sensitive ear. And it's kind of made me into a perfectionist and kind of this neurotic control freak. And when it comes to comping my own vocals and vocal production and arranging and producing and stuff like that, if the EQ changes even a little bit, I'll be able to tell. Yeah, I don't know. It's always been something that I've noticed in a big way.
Bit of a first world problem, but yeah, we get it.
So Oscar Isaac was watching the Great British Bake Off with Jessica Chastain on the set of Dune, just to chill out, just to kind of on their off time in their trailer.
Staring to Paul Hollywood's big blue eyes.
It must have been all the Netflix.
Yeah, they show it, don't they? Yeah, they do.
They're the old ones.
Yeah, wouldn't be this season. But he was still there.
With Mary.
Could be Mary Berry, who's now a dame.
She got a dame yesterday.
All right, dame.
All right, dame. Anyway, here's what he said.
We had these rooms, like green rooms, because we were just filming in this, it's like an old warehouse. It's a studio now up in the Bronx.
Yeah.
And so we had these two little rooms with our individual little setups in there. And so sometimes Jessica and I would sit on her couch and have tea and watch the Great British Bake Off.
Is that how you...
Yep.
Great British Bake Off.
Yeah, and then sometimes
it's calming.
It's really calming and sweet and nice people and...
that's the best.
You know?
I love hearing that story. Yeah. That's how... Because.
And then sometimes with me, it'd be potato chips in succession that we would watch.
Ooh.
He's right, it is calming, but also kind of stressful when they're, you know, dipping their sponge where they shouldn't and all that stuff. Coldplay were on Corden, by the way. I meant flipping their sponge. Have we got perfect pitch, Jim?
After nine, Nobby, I'm going to tell you about the top, I've got it in front of me, the top 100 series of the 21st century. The best
TV
100
series.
TV series of the last 21 years.
Wow.
What's number one?
We'll find out.
I'll tell you.
And if you're a Harry Potter fan, although she's done other things, Evanna Lynch will be on the show around about this time tomorrow, so do not miss it.
In front of me are the top 100... Somebody put this list together. It's not my list, but it's the top 100 television shows bingeable that have been released this century.
Okay, so it's a long one.
It's very long. So I'm gonna tiptoe through this. I'm not gonna give you them all, but I'm gonna give you a few. There's a couple of Irish ones in there.
Father Ted.
Well, Catastrophes. Well, Father Ted is not this century. That's the 90s.
Oh yeah.
So Catastrophes in there. Well done. Come on.
I blame you for that, Netflix, because you're always on it. Okay.
Sharon Horgan's Catastrophe. Really funny. Very rude. Very funny. That's at 96. Luther's in there.
Oh.
In the 90s.
Good show. In the 90s?
Well, the 90s. It's the 90s.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
1995.
John Luther. Yeah, yeah. Really, you should watch it. Very scary.
Dexter. I know a lot of people are addicted to that. Yeah. I never watched that.
He was a serial killer who was good, though, was he?
He was a serial killer who killed killers.
Yes.
The Narcos is in there.
Yep.
Normal People made it. Another Irish one. Come on, 84 for Normal People. Well done. I'm just lashing through the House. Remember that one?
No.
Oh, yeah. House is good. House was Hugh Laurie as a doctor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
People would come in and there'd be all sorts of strange things with them, and he'd work out how to fix them.
Because he was a genius. That's what you want a doctor to do, isn't it?
Well, like, they were really unusual. He was a genius doctor, you know, playing the piano and fixing people. Great
good
American
man,
actors.
Hugh.
So I'm lashing through. Rick and Morty for the fans there. There's number 76.
Okay.
Planet Earth. Go on, Dave O'Attenborough. He's at number 70.
Thank you, Jim Jim.
Number 73. Somebody put up a thing. What name a celebrity? It was on TikTok. Celebrities that were rude to you. And somebody did one about David Attenborough. And I was really shocked. And then I realised it was a complete joke.
Ah.
And it was like, the story was ridiculous. And it was really funny. I was so relieved. Stranger Things at 68. RuPaul's Drag Race is in there. All of these, Mayor of Easttown. These are like I haven't seen some of these.
Great, go on, Kate Winslet.
House of Cards.
Yeah, but then you know, Kevin Spacey.
I know, but like, so I've never seen the last series.
No,
is it worth watching?
I don't know.
I kind of gave up on that, but I liked it until I found.
I know.
You know. That's it. Anyway, House of Cards is at number 60. 55, Nobby. We loved it. The Shield.
Ah, that's a good little show.
From 2002 to 2008.
A lot of Ben Coppers, basically, in LA.
Call My Agent, loved that. That's one of my favourite things in the last couple
really
of years.
You really did. You really did love that.
When that was over, I felt sad.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm
like that when I leave a circus.
Schitt's Creek is there's a 41.
Amazing.
Actually, the one I saw that I've forgotten about, The Killing, right? Which is the Denmark TV show.
Yeah.
From 2007. There's three series of it. That is incredible.
Is Jodie Comer over in anything there?
She's not in The Killing. Do you want me to come over? I'm sure she... Well, she is.
For Killing Eve.
Killing Eve. I'm sure it's there somewhere. True Detective's in there. Arrested Development. So I'm going to... Sherlock.
Is Line of Duty in there, Jim?
Better Call Saul's at number 23. I don't see Line of Duty yet.
Oh.
Curb Your Enthusiasm is 21. Here
Excellent.
We go. Excellent. Okay, the 20. I'm going to give you the 20.
Larry!
Right? Lost. Seen it?
Never watched it.
I watched a good bit of it. It was an absolute nonsense. Deadwood, very good. 30 Rock, excellent. The Crown, haven't seen it.
Good. Fancy. The
Chernobyl, I haven't seen that. And everyone says that's fantastic.
Very heavy.
That's at number 15. Atlanta, Twin Peaks, The Return of Twin Peaks, 6 Feet Under, BoJack Horseman, Succession's at number 10. Here we go.
All right.
Into the series business.
Succession's at 10, then. What the hell is ahead of us? 10. Come
Have
on.
Have a guess. What's... there's a couple I've never heard of, and there's the rest are like.
You haven't mentioned Breaking Bad yet.
Breaking Bad is at number 3. Succession's at 10. The Office, the original David Brent one, is at number 9. The Americans.
Is Afterlife in there?
I don't see it. Okay. It's not in the top 10. The Leftovers. Don't know that one. It's a supernatural one. I May Destroy You is at number 6. Game of Thrones.
Ah, of course.
Fleabag.
Yes.
Breaking Bad. Mad Men is at number 2.
Oh.
And the number one.
Yeah.
And if you haven't seen it, everyone.
What is it?
On it. The Wire.
Ah, The Wire. Yeah, that just about crept in though, isn't it? That was, like, did that not start?
That list is very, it's worth having it in your back pocket. Or
which Aidan Gillen, of course, is in.
Stick it in a drawer for this. What'll we watch? I don't know. What's the essential viewing? Well, here's the top 100.
Where's ever. Your source? Is it Eamon?
He's very good in The Wire. He plays the mayor of Baltimore, and he's
very good in The Wire, and he's always
a louser.
He's very good at driving under the Lewis Bridge down near the Maxwell Hotel if someone is trying to shoot you. In a show, not in real life. Just for clarity. Okay, there's good homework to watch there, Jim.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
No worries.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.